From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a summit on migrants. A group of more than 60 leaders from Africa and the European Union are meeting in Malta, trying to improve their response to the migration crisis. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled to Europe this year, and more are on their way. Federica Mogherini is the EU's head of foreign affairs.
I want to make it very clear. This is about building opportunities for people, protecting people's lives, fighting against criminal networks that exploit people's desperation.
French President François Hollande told the summit that Africa needs more international development aid in order to curb the flow of migrants from the continent. Syria's political turmoil and unrest caused by the Islamic State will be the focus of Secretary of State John Kerry as he departs Thursday for visits to Tunisia, Austria, and Turkey. In Austria, there will be a second round of talks on Syria's political future. The first such meeting was in October. Rival al-Shabaab factions fought Wednesday in Somalia. It's the latest sign of a split in the group as to whether it should align with al-Qaeda or the Islamic State. Residents say the violence occurred when a group of al-Shabaab fighters attacked the hideout of a pro-Islamic State faction. The fighting near Sakau in the Middle Juba region killed 9 fighters and wounded 8. Myanmar President Thein Sein has congratulated opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy party for their apparent landslide victory in this week's parliamentary elections. The latest results from the country's election commission show the NLD has claimed 179 out of 216 seats, or more than 80%. This is VOA News.